I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, is buying millions of dollars of new high-tech surveillance items. Put that in combination with the Trump administration cutting back on protections for citizens' information and images. Is this something for concern, or is it ICE just trying to do its job? Let's go through it. ICE is spending in the neighborhood of $300 million for what are being called social media monitoring tools, facial recognition software, license plate readers, and services to find where people live and work. ICE says the high tech is to help the president's efforts to run the largest deportation program of criminals in the history of America. So the new gear comes at the same time as policy changes come from the White House that remove protections from the government's overuse of data of millions of Americans and expands its first list of targets. Critics of the move say it goes way beyond immigrants toward American critics of ICE and possibly Trump policies. All of this with very little supervision to protect privacy. Several states have already responded. New York, Illinois, Massachusetts, Minnesota, and Washington have cut ICE access to their motor vehicle records. They say it is unjustified and politicized coming from the Trump administration. The use of facial recognition is particularly troubling to some, saying it's an attack on traditional rights and freedoms. They cite the importance of the Fourth Amendment that protects from unreasonable search by the government. This is all happening as DHS Secretary Kristi Noem has expanded what's considered a threat to ICE agents, quote, anything that threatens them and their safety, including filming its officers. She says it is needed to protect the safety of the agents. ICE has also entered into agreements with multiple agencies, including the IRS, Social Security, and Department of Health and Human Services. It says information there could lead to immigrants. But, of course, it could also lead to all American citizens. They say it is a more concerted intra-agency effort to achieve the Trump goals. It should also be noted that the president has fired a wave of inspectors and government watchdogs that were installed right after 9/11. This leaves independent oversight almost non-existent. So, questions. Is this new technology and surveillance necessary for the ICE immigration mission? Or are they part of a larger scheme that represents government surveillance methods in China, Russia, and North Korea? Is Donald Trump using this to gather information on his perceived enemies, or is it just another immigration tool? Is this reminiscent of Aldous Huxley's dystopian novel Brave New World, Big Brother? Is there a danger the U.S. is headed in that direction, or is this just citizen paranoia? What makes sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.